Welcome to The Good We Can, a podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Today I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. And today we turn to the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 7 through 14. And I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. Jesus says, "If you have really known me, you will also know the Father. From now on, you know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father. That will be enough for us." Jesus replied, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been with you all this time? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I have spoken to you, I don't speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me does his works. Trust me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on account of the works themselves. I assure you that whoever believes in me will do the works that I do. They will do even greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask for in my name, so that the Father can be glorified in the Son. When you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it." And now for a devotion on this Bible passage written by Tanya Marlowe, a writer, theologian, and speaker whose work focuses on the spirituality of suffering and sacred storytelling. Narratio Divina. She lives in Britain with her husband, who is a Church of England minister, and their one bouncy son, author of Those Who Wait. You can download her book on Ruth at tanyamarlowe.com. She writes, "If the first verses of John 14 are about going, the next part is about knowing. We may miss how shocking it is that Jesus asserts that the disciples have seen God because they have seen him. This was God the unseeable, whose face no one could see and live. Now, if we want to know the character and habits of God, we need only look at Jesus." Jesus phrases it carefully. He is in the Father, and the Father dwells in him and works through him. Jesus doesn't say that he is the Father. Rather, they are two separate but interconnected persons of one essence. To know one is to know the other. In verse 12, Jesus hints at the full Trinity by pointing to the greater works the disciples will do when he returns to the Father, which is when the Holy Spirit comes. "I have been almost completely bedbound with chronic illness for more than a decade. I know better than most that when we experience sickness, or our world implodes, or we are betrayed or heartbroken, we need to know that God is with us in the darkness. This, I must confess, is not my initial prayer or immediate longing. My first cry is for God to fix whatever is wrong and make it better in just the way I want it made better. But that is not always what happens. Times of suffering can cause us to doubt not merely the existence, but the goodness of God. And this is a terrifying thought." To know Jesus is to know God. Jesus' appeal to his actions helps. If we focus on Jesus in our suffering, we can know the goodness of the God who heals the sick, forgives the guilty, pastors the weak, leads the lost, and suffers with us and for us. It doesn't fix it, but it helps. Lord of the lost, be with my downcast heart today. Let me know the certainty of your goodness. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. and we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.